VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a televised address on Sunday that Israel has, in recent days, hit Iran-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon in ways it could not imagine.
No country can accept the wanton rocketing of its cities. We can't accept it either. We will take whatever action is necessary to restore security and to bring our people safe back to their homes.
Israel and Hezbollah exchanged heavy fire into Sunday, with Israeli warplanes carrying out intense bombardment across Lebanon south and Hezbollah firing over 100 rockets deep into northern Israel. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby continued to call for restraint. Audio courtesy of ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
We believe that there are better ways to try to get those Israeli citizens back in their homes up in the north and to keep those that are there safe. Safely, then a war, then an escalation, then opening up a second front there at that border with Lebanon against Hezbollah. We still believe that there can be time and space for a diplomatic solution here, and that's what we're working on.
The U.S. has warned Israel about opening up a second battle front with Lebanon after an unprecedented attack on Hezbollah last week, in which pagers and radios used by its members exploded, killing dozens and wounding thousands. A methane gas explosion in a coal mine in South Khorasan Province, Iran, killed dozens of people and injured at least 20 more, according to Iran state media on Sunday. We were in the workshop, then suddenly we saw smoke coming, and after that, we couldn't breathe. Rescue efforts were ongoing. The governor said that the methane density in the area is high and the operation will take around 3 to 4 hours. President Masoud Pezeshkian expressed condolences to the victims' families, saying the government would learn lessons from the incident.